Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a very brief 1 hour again this week for you. We are up here until hockey at 7 o'clock. Vlad Lusant is with us, and we appreciate you checking us out for the hour. As I said, probably next week, and then the rest of the summer we'll come at you for 2 hours. We still have the Panthers very much alive, the Heat hanging by a thread, so we'll see what happens as far as that's concerned. About 6:35 this evening, Coach Derek Murdoch, he's the new head coach at Coral Gables. We'll check in with him. Kevin Brockway was at the spring game for the Florida Gators on Saturday. We'll talk to him from the Gainesville Sun. We kick off our show with somebody who covers the University of Miami, and he does it extremely well. Had an opportunity to talk to him out at the spring game, get his thoughts a little bit on spring as well as the spring game, Gio Mion. And he's kind enough to kick off our show on a Monday. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. And, well, spring's over. Now the portal opens, and your work never ends.
Yeah. usually some years ago before the transfer portal, things would kind of die down and slow down between these 3 months up until leading up to fall camp in August. But now it's basically become a year-round thing. But it's exciting, though.
Yeah, it keeps you busy. And obviously now with the portal kind of kicking in on Wednesday, you saw the entire spring. You watched the spring game. Obviously, it was kind of vanilla in a lot of ways. We didn't see quite a few players that they kind of knew about, and they didn't really, you know, need to get them out there and, you know, risk any injury. What did you come out of spring thinking? You know, I mean, obviously, they were looking for the number two quarterback. They were looking for depth. What did you come out of spring with?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you could take away from the spring game, as you mentioned, Larry, because the amount of guys that they were holding out, mostly just precautionary for any Cane fans listening, not anything too serious in terms of injuries for certain key players. Like, you didn't see, like, JoJo Trader or Elijah Lofton out there. Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor only played about a series, but the one series Bain did play, he basically dominated. He would have had like two sacks in live action. So for the most part, though, just my takeaways from the spring, I think the team is a bit more well-rounded this year. I have some concerns, though, like in terms of their defensive tackles. Like, after their top three guys, there's quite a bit of a drop-off. I think they'll have to address that in the transfer portal. I think they need a little bit of help at linebacker, potentially add another safety. But the defense looks improved, though. I was right there on the sidelines right next to the new defensive coordinator, Coach Heatherman, and Damian Lewis, who's coaching the defensive tackles now. Noticed they were very intense. And one of my takeaways from the spring game, though, would be I think the communication has improved. You didn't really see guys confused or pointing at each other, trying to figure things out when the offense would go in motion or any line shifts as well.
Do you think that intensity, you know, you said Heather Minton, he's known as a guy who will get in your face. And obviously, you know, there's a time for that. Then there's a time that it's probably too extreme. Is he that guy who's found that balance? Because you do have some veterans, you had mentioned, with Messidor, with, you know, Bane. And then obviously guys like Justin Scott and Armando Blunt are going to be really, really good. And then you got, you know, some experience with Moten and the kid Blay, who they brought in as well. And then Malik Bryan, who's still trying to make that, you know, that transition from that outside linebacker to maybe, you know, a defensive alignment. And then the kid Hayden Lowe. Do you think that in that defensive front, as you mentioned, maybe it's a lot thinner, only because of the experience? Because you do have some really good kids, you know, coming up. And we talked about Blay, who's a guy that's, you know, had some experience. Certainly Moten's is had 25, 26 games of experience. Do you think that it's a drop-off only because of the they haven't had that opportunity to get those snaps? Or do you think it is a talent differential between what you have in the first four and then what you have behind them?
I think there's a talent differential when it comes to the defensive tackles. I think their defensive ends, they're as loaded as they have ever been in quite some time. I'm talking about they could go 6-7 deep with their pass rushers on the edges. I'm talking about guys like from Reuven Bain on down to Messidor Blunt, as you mentioned, Marquise Lightfoot really coming on at the end of spring, Hayden Lowe, even Booker Pickett and Elias Rudolph can play too. And funny enough, like, they don't even have Cole McConathy right now. He was banged up a bit, but they're super high on him in the program. It's just the defensive tackles, though. What I mean by that is right after Justin Scott, who I think has a very good chance to become a national name this year, as long as he stays healthy, Ahmad Moten and David Blay, after those guys, the drop off, like in terms of talent, yes, or just readiness too. It's not the same situation that you see at defensive end, that they can keep rotating these guys. I think they may need to add a veteran or two just to shore up their depth for this season, because injuries will happen, guys will go down. But they do have something with Dante Simpson, though, out of Chaminade Madonna Prep. I think he's a bit ahead of the curve, especially a young kid, too. He technically could have been a 2026 recruit as well. But I'm just concerned with the drop-off after that top group there. I don't think they're as deep at defensive tackle.
Right. Yeah, getting back to the defensive end, there's one player that perhaps you didn't mention, but I think he's got talent. He's got to grow a little bit more, is Marquise Lightfoot. I mean, here's a kid that we watched in the All-Star game last year as a senior, and the kid just dominated. He's got length, just has to put on some weight. Is there a future? Because I know that he and Elias Rudolph are basically the same type of guy. They're both long. They both have a lot of athleticism. Are those two guys right there, along with Cole McConathy, really probably the future of this the defensive ends?
Yeah, they'll definitely be in the mix, especially Lightfoot. He, like I mentioned earlier, he's really come on the last couple of weeks of spring practice. The light is starting to flicker there. He really flashed in the spring game too, as well. I would say, you know, some people had the concerns about his weight and whatnot last season, but he's put on some considerable size since last year. So
yeah,
I think he's a guy who could really factor in this year. And Heatherman's defense, they really have that stand-up rusher role pronounced compared to the defense Miami had last year. So Lightfoot could find himself a role on this team really quick.
No doubt. Gio Mion joins us. Gio, the linebackers, you had brought them up. Maybe there's a little bit of concern. Wesley Bissaint, obviously as much experience as anybody, has gotten bigger. I think he gained, 26, 27 pounds over the last since season ended. And then Popo Aguirre, if he stays healthy, obviously a playmaker. Beyond that, what about Cam Pruitt? Do you think there's a place for Cam Pruitt to kind of like become that guy down the line?
Yes, I think he'll be very much in that rotation this year. You kind of saw him get some snaps near the end of last season, especially in the Syracuse game when they really needed a spark, and he forced that fumble on the Syracuse running back in that last regular season game. But he's put on a little bit more size this offseason. I don't know if he would necessarily be a full-time starter type of guy yet, but very much he'll be in the mix of rotation at linebackers. I know some people around the program just internally, they're really high on what his ceiling can be, just right. from an athletic standpoint as well. He can cover guys out in space. He played some safety in high school as well. And instinctual too, very, very, very instinctual. So I think he's someone who could factor in, but after that, it kind of gets a little murky. You have some veteran guys like Jalen Alderman and Chase Smith, who's battled a lot of injuries, but they're gonna need some help there.
Yeah, Kellen Wiley is a guy who had a nice spring. He's young, but he's got a lot of potential. I know I heard you talking positively about him as well. And I like the kid Adarius Hayes. I watched him in high school, and I thought that the kid had a lot of promise. A lot of teams were after him. Obviously, those are two young guys, but two guys that can catch up pretty quick. Let's go to the secondary before we get to offense. Obviously, Xavier Lucas. And most likely, you know, at the other corner will be O.J. Frederick. You got Zaquan Patterson, Zachariah Poyser, Charles Brantley. Beyond that, what do you like?
I really like what Charles Brantley brings to the secondary, especially as a nickel corner. Very feisty, a smaller guy, about 5'11", maybe 170, some change there, but really physical, aggressive. He was competing a lot with Josiah Trader just throughout spring. Those two guys were going at it just about every day. I love what Xavier Lucas brings from the aspect of, like, you talk about NFL potential, 6'2", over 200 pounds, ran a 10.4 in the 100 meter. It's translating to the field, too. I think it was possibly the biggest coup Miami could have got aside from Carson Beck in the winter transfer portal period. He's definitely helped that room a lot. Ethan O'Connor has flashed as well. He may not start. He may start. We'll see. O.J. Frederick's been a little on the mend, but he'll be back shortly as well. And Damari Brown, he's finally healthy again. He came back near the end of spring, and he looked pretty good out there during the spring game. So I think Miami's got a collection of about, I would say, roughly about four corners that even your second team guys with that group, they could start at about 100 something other programs around the country. We have 130 nice. College football teams.
That's refreshing. Especially over last year. Before we let you go, did we find a number two quarterback? Because I know they gave a lot of snaps on Saturday to Emery Williams, and maybe that was just to give him some film to get showcased, you know, to enter the portal. Did we find the number two behind Carson Beck?
I don't think they've necessarily found a number two yet. I think if the season started today, they would likely go with the experience of Emery Williams, but he's also weighing I'm sure you've probably seen the report at this point that surfaced on Sunday, but he's weighing potentially entering the transfer portal, or he may not. He may stay at Miami. He was solid during the spring game and throughout spring, but just plays a very safe, conservative. He's a game manager type of quarterback. He hasn't taken that step that everyone would hope that he would have after seeing, like, how he beat a ranked Clemson team his freshman year when he had to step in for Tyler Van Dyke. Judd Anderson, great athlete. It was really rough day for him. Multiple picks that he threw. I loved what I saw from Luke Nickel. I know from speaking to some people around the program over the past week leading up into the spring game, they mentioned that the game was starting to slow down for him. I think he processes things much better now compared to when I saw him at the start of spring. And he's got a gunslinger mentality. The other guys seem a little timid when they're throwing the ball. Luke Nickel, he may make some mistakes here and there, but he's willing to throw it, though. And I think there's some tools to work with there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that Miami's got to get in that mode where, especially too at center, where you can't keep getting portal kids. You got to kind of develop those players. I thought Ryan Rodriguez would be a guy that would step in, but he's probably going to play guard. Let me ask you, you were talking about Luke Nickel, does this where things change where Miami, that they're not going to be so much hunting in the offseason for another quarterback, because you have Luke Nickel, you have Darian Coleman coming in. Could this be the nucleus of the group with, because I'm impressed as the same with you as with Luke Nickell. Does he kind of get that learning curve this year and maybe next year compete for that starting job?
I think we could see a scenario play out like that. I wouldn't put it off the table yet that Miami right. potentially takes takes out an insurance policy out of the transfer portal for a quarterback if someone does decide to leave that room behind Beck. It won't be Nickell, but
no, I hope not. I mean that's he and Darian Coleman are the kind of guys you build with. Gio, let everybody know how they can follow you. You got some really good things. I know you're going to be really busy the next couple of weeks, and that's great because let everyone know how they could follow you, what you write, your podcast, and all everything else.
Of course, everyone, you can follow me if you're on social media at Gio Million on X or Instagram. Also have a weekly show with former Miami Hurricanes wide receiver Amon Richards called Who Wants Smoke. We'll be live later tonight as well.
Nice. Hey, I can't thank you enough. We'll get you a lot during the off season. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Gio Million, I told you, he brings it strong. He knows all the ins and outs. He's around there all the time. That's a great thing. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, you know, they're experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We're with you up until Panther hockey this evening. Short show next week. Obviously, we'll start getting back on the two-hour deal, and we'll have plenty of guests. But tonight, we have a pretty good roster for you. When we come back, we're going to talk University of Florida football. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun is on deck.